John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Whenever we talk to him, he's our musicologist friend, but today he's our baseball buddy. It's Chris Epting. It's Roadside Baseball, the locations of America's baseball landmarks, available through Amazon.com and at a bookstore near you. And this is the third edition, isn't it, Chris?
Third edition. The first one came out about 15 years ago, and I'm proud to say this new third edition is like a whole new book. It's got more than 200 new locations in it. I know we talk about music all the time, but this is the other side of my brain, the other part of my life that I spend a lot of time researching and traveling, writing about baseball history, my other loves, and I'm really proud of it.
Let me start you off here, because the other day we had a story about a Babe Ruth jersey going up for auction, and
$6 million.
Yeah, it was like $5.7 million is what it went for. And I actually said, when is this going to end? Right? You know, when are people going to stop buying? You know, how many people really remember Babe Ruth that they want this stuff? And then I pick up your book, and within the first 10 pages, Babe Ruth shows up like 3-4 times.
He was like the Paul Bunyan of baseball. I mean, this is a guy that would just, you know, wield his axe in the form of a bat in small towns all over America. People don't realize, in the off-season back then, he would travel and do barnstorming games all over America to make a couple of bucks, but more importantly, to spread the word of baseball beyond the Mississippi. And I went and traveled to dozens of these small towns where they still mark everything he did, you know, where he slept, where he ate, where he played baseball. And you look, he's the guy, you know, after the 1919 Black Sox scandal, without him coming in, you know, in a sense, he did save baseball. He did give people a reason to believe and restore hope and faith in the game. And I think my favorite news site in the book is in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where if you go down there today, there's an alligator farm, one of those places that has, like, you know, the pool
right,
for alligators.
Right.
And in one of the pools is a sign that says, "Here landed the home run that changed baseball." And what that refers to is the teams used to spring train down in Arkansas, and Babe Ruth, as a young pitcher for the Boston Red Sox in 1918, at that point, he'd hit a handful of home runs in his couple of years of baseball. He hit a home run during spring training that left the ballpark, went across the street, and landed in that pool.
Huh?
They call it the home run that changed baseball because it traveled more than 550 feet.
Whoa.
And they realized at that point that Babe Ruth could no longer just be a pitcher. He had to be in the lineup every day as a hitter. And that home run is really what altered his career and altered baseball in a lot of ways. Nobody thought about baseball as a long ball game back then until that home run that landed in the alligator pond, which you can still stand right next to and see where baseball history was made.
There's something that we found out in the book that we never even realized was a reality. Ashburn Alley isn't that place where all of the food stands are?
Yeah, you got to go back to Connie Mack Stadium, and Ashburn Alley was a part of the park where Richie Ashburn sort of dominated. And then right down the street from where Connie Mack Stadium used to be is where the Baker Bowl used to be, and there's a marker there. That's where Babe Ruth played his very last game as a member of the Boston Braves. So Philly's got amazing places. You can go to Connie Mack's house. You can go to, there are just, you know, dozens of great places in Pennsylvania that celebrate baseball.
Around here, all of us thought Ashburn Alley was just that strip.
Yeah, just
right.
A name.
Of food stands.
It's the third baseline. They overgrew the grass along the third baseline because Richie Ashburn would lay down a bunt and keep it fair.
Right, exactly. And that's how things used to be, where you had groundskeepers that would actually tailor their fields to certain players. And like you say, that was named for Ashburn because he took advantage of that. It's, you know, it's what you don't see today. Connie Mack Stadium also had what was called the spite fence.
Oh, yes.
In right field. Where fans who lived in houses across the street could watch the games for free.
Right.
And they said, you know what, no more. And so they built a spite fence to you know, go up about 12 feet to block those fans' views.
Dude, and I say this as a complete compliment, this is a phenomenal bathroom book.
You know what, I love hearing that. I know what you're talking about. I get it. Any book crammed with facts like that,
yeah.
I get it. I won't think of you often reading it. I appreciate it.
Well, the book is available through Amazon.com or at a bookstore near you, simply titled Roadside Baseball. Chris Epting is the author, our musicologist, but a baseball guy at heart. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.